Next up is Dana McGuire, who says that she's a faculty member at Youth Initiative, as well as a current and alumni parent. And you didn't put anything about the... Okay, I don't want to dox you, but this is hardly the most interesting thing about Dana.
Hey. Maybe you guys know my kids. I turned it in, but it was really late, so he didn't get the intro. But Dagny and Egon are my kids who went to youth, and Simon is my kid that goes to youth, and Telwyn, maybe someday will. She's at Pleasant Ridge. I just started working at youth this year doing meditation, and I'll be doing roller skating. We're going to have a roller skating class this winter. So my story, let me just get into it here. My whole life I've been trying to understand life, and what's weird about me, and why am I different, and why do they do all those things that they do, and for one thing, I've always been kind of fearless, and I remember when I was a little girl, there's a picture of me when I was 3 or 4, and I had gotten a Popeye doll for Christmas, and I'm like, you know, I'm like Popeye, and I'm like Pippi, you know, we all know Pippi, my dad is kind of like Bluto. That's part of how it came to be. I also really spend my life trying to understand other people and developing frameworks for understanding people. One of those is neurodiversity. I'm on the autism spectrum. I didn't realize that for a long time. And most people aren't on the autism spectrum. So I studied the Enneagram, psychology, and things like that. A few years ago, I was at a workshop called the Landmark Forum, which I'm sure some of you know. I'm not advertising the Landmark Forum. It's pretty weird, and they do some things very well. The forum leaders are always super trained, and my forum leader was from New Zealand. And he was very impressive, and he was. It was like on the third day, the last day of the workshop, and we've all been sitting in these stiff chairs this whole time, and he's going on this big hyperbolic lecture about fear, and he's saying, "Fear, it's the one thing that's caused you to make every single decision that you've ever made in your entire life." And I'm like, oh, brother. Like, I don't even have fear. You don't get me. And as I had that thought, I found myself under the night sky. I was tied to a post by my hands. And there, I was surrounded by all the people I'd ever known. And there was straw at my feet, and a crackling fire starting, and the scream right here of my dear comrade who was already on fire. And as I talk about it, I feel the feeling. So what I was experiencing here is this incredible experience of betrayal by betrayal from my whole community, and this animal fear, which is like pounding in my throat, and it felt so terrible. Like, I didn't want to have that experience, and I'm trying to ask myself, what could I have done to prevent this, to rescue her, to stop this? What could I have done to anticipate it? What could I have done at least to prepare for it? These were these desperate questions as I tried not to feel my feelings and sort of reached up to the in with my hope up to the sky. As I did that, there was a sense of all of these things that, like, maybe if I tried this, and maybe if I learn more about how people behave, and maybe if I learn how to communicate better and, like, impeccably explain my interiority to people, you know, maybe next time I can be safe somehow. As all of those possibilities sort of splayed out in this constellation that began to fall down onto my shoulders. And then I was again sitting in a chair in this workshop. And like when you wake up from a nightmare, your heart's pounding in the nightmare and you wake up and it's still pounding. So that's what happened to me. It was like slowly starting to recede. And as it got less, I started to notice a feeling that I actually feel a lot of the time, this feeling, and it feels like intensity, like, oh, no, it's okay. Like, I'll explain it to you. It's not a really big deal. Everything's gonna be fine. We got this. It's gonna be cool. You know, it's like this kind of intensity that I didn't even realize was fear. And that fear really had made me make every single decision I'd ever made in my life up until then. All the things that I thought were interesting and exciting had guided me to it. And I think, I just want to say that I don't believe in past life memories. I don't need to believe or not believe. I'm not trying to say that is real, and I can't know that it isn't. It came to me as a flashback, and not like a memory or an imagination or something like that. What force did that? Why did that happen? That's my question. I leave you with that.